give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you, and welcome to the month of October. October the 3rd, and how was church yesterday? How'd that first Sunday of October go? I hope it went as well for you as it did for us here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great, great Lord's Day and a great start to the month of October. The Lord gave us and decisions made for Christ. And once again, the baptismal waters stirred here at the church and good attendance in the Spanish services. And just a great, great day here at Bible Baptist Church. I hope it was a great day where you were. And that you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and your pastor and that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed as we head into a new week and a new month, the last quarter of 2022. Hard to believe. Seems like this year's gone by so quickly. And now we're in the final 3 months of this year. And we're looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us in this last quarter of 2022. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to go to 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings 20. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 12. At that time, Berodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. We'll stop reading there, and I just want to focus on that question that Isaiah asked to Hezekiah. These ambassadors have come from Babylon. They brought a gift to Hezekiah because he'd been sick. And of course, we know from Isaiah that God has given Hezekiah 15 more years. He heals him. And he asks the question to Hezekiah, What have they seen in thy house? You know, the home is the oldest institution established by God. Yeah, before God ever established a church, he established a home in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. The basic unit of society is the home. If society's bad, it's because the homes are bad. If societies are corrupt, it's because the homes are corrupt. If society is insecure, it's because the homes are insecure. If society is greedy and selfish, it's because the homes are greedy and selfish. If there's no leadership in society, it's because there's no leadership in the home. And if there's no spirituality in society, it's because there's no spirituality in the home. If you want to build a better society, you got to start building better homes. If you want to build better churches, you got to have better homes. If you want to build a better representative government, you better have better homes. He didn't ask, what have they seen in your church? He didn't ask, what have they seen in your employment? He didn't ask, what have they seen in your public? What have they seen in your house? How good a Christian are you in your house? If your Christianity is not good at home, my friend, it's just not any good. What have they seen in thy house? Let me give you some ideas. Let me ask you a question. What have they seen of the company in your home? If I could see a guest book of the people who've come into your home and visited your home, I can tell you what kind of home you have. Zacchaeus invited Jesus home to his house. Cornelius invited his lost relatives in so they could hear Peter give the gospel. Mary, Martha, Lazarus, their home was a refuge for Jesus. He came to their home often. What kind of company are you keeping in your home? Is it the cocktail crowd or is it the church crowd? They don't mix with one another. Maybe they may be having company in that you're not aware of. You say, what? Yeah, you might be having people in you're not aware of. What's that? From the television. Oh, I suppose if a couple just walked up and knocked on your door, or rang your doorbell and said, hey, we understand you have a spare guest room up there. We want to come in and commit fornication there. You would say, not my house, you're not. But you'll sit there and watch a couple get in bed together on your television and not think anything about it. You wouldn't allow a woman to come in and disrobe in front of you or your family or your husband, but you'll sit and watch it on a television program. Oh, my friend, who are you allowing into your home? Be careful. Be careful of the company you keep in your home. Number two, what about the literature in your home? Is it a central magazine or is it a Sunday school lesson? Is it a babbling novel or is it the Bible, the Word of God? Is it a pack of cigarettes or is it a pack of tithing envelopes? Is it a deck of playing cards or is it a deck of prospect cards? If I go look in the refrigerator, is it clean or does it have alcohol in it? What about your DVD rack? What about the movies? Would it be R? Would it be PG-13s? What's in there? Would you clean out the nudity and the cursing and immorality? The belittling of God? Would you clean out your music? Your CDs, the iPod, the music selections? God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. The Bible says, follow after holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The Bible says, yield your members as servants of righteousness unto God. The Bible says, God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. The holy God requires of man nothing less than holiness. Holiness at home. Holiness in the home. I ask you a question. What have they seen in your home? What have they seen of the company in your home? What have they seen of the literature in your home? Could I ask you, do they see the Bible in your home? Do they see the Bible in your home? They ought to see the Bible in your home. They ought to see Bible verses in your home. There ought to be Bible reading in your home. You say, oh, I got the Bible on my coffee table. Yeah, but is the Bible lived in your life? Do you love one another? Do you pray one for another? Do you prefer one for another? Do you forgive one another? Do you bless one another? Do you bear one another's burdens? Is the Bible evident in your home? How about bowing in the home? He said, what do you mean bowing? I mean bowing the knee in prayer. Bowing before meals. Bowing your head and asking God to thank Him. Thank Him for the food and ask Him to bless the meal. Bowing humbly before God. In the morning, in the evening. David said in the Psalms, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and will I cry aloud. Three times a day, bowing. Jesus bowed and he girded himself with a towel and washed his disciples' feet. Bowing, not just to pray, bowing to serve others. Bowing to be a servant. Not outside the home, inside the home. If somebody needs something done, will you just do it for him? Will you go the extra mile, not just outside the home, but inside the home? Will you do more for others, not just outside the home, but inside the home? Will you in love serve one another, not just outside the home, but inside the home? What should be seen in your home? The Bible should be seen in your home. Bowing should be seen in your home. Believing should be seen in your home. The Bible says nothing is impossible with God. If you don't have faith at home, where are you going to have it? If you don't believe God for your finances at home, how are you going to believe God? Believing. Believe Him for your finances. Believe Him for your needs. Believe God for your health. Believe God for your relationships. We don't turn to the bottle to cope. We don't turn to the needle. We don't turn to cursing or swearing. We turn to God. Have faith in God. With God, all things are possible. Is there believing in your home? Is there evidence that there's believing in God in your home? What should be seen in your home? The Bible should be seen in our home. Bowing should be seen in our home. Believing should be seen in our home. Blessing should be seen in our home. Isaac is dying. He gets Jacob and Esau in for the blessing. Jacob, when he was dying, called his sons in and gave each of them a blessing. We really don't have anything like that. There's no way to give a blessing. It's difficult. you know, and it's a wonderful example the Bible gives us here. But, you know, it is awful difficult to see great people when we live with them. Because each of us, even at our best, will still have a sinful flesh. And somehow it comes out so easily around those who are closest to us. You know, I don't think Demas ever would have forsaken Paul if he'd understood who Paul was. But I think he was so close to Paul, he didn't understand he was in the presence of greatness. Others who forsook or others who attacked Paul, I don't think they'd ever done it if they'd realized who he was. It's okay. When we give the blessing, and as Isaac did to Jacob and then to Esau, and as Jacob did to his sons, listen, be able to look past flaws and see greatness and give a blessing to your children. Give a blessing to your wife. Give a blessing to your husband. The Bible says we're to not let corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. That which is good to build somebody else up. So give them the blessing. Bless them in the eyes of the Lord. You see, we have to have better homes. If we're going to have better churches, we're going to have better homes. We're going to have better society. We're going to have better homes. Let's get back to living for God. Let's get back to making sure Christianity is in our home. One of the saddest statistics is when they say there's just no difference anymore when you look at a home that of people who say they're Christians and a home who says to people they're not Christians. There's no difference in their entertainment choices. There's no difference in their places they go. There's no difference in their wardrobe choices. There's no difference in their music choices. There's no difference in their television viewing. And that's sad, my friend. What have they seen in thy house? If we came to your home today, what would we see? What would we see of the company in your home? What would we see of the literature in your home? Would we see the Bible? Would we see bowing in prayer and bowing and serving others? Would we see believing, trusting God to take care of your needs and trusting God to do what only He can do? Would we see blessing? Would we see folks who, in honor, prefer each other and encourage each other and help one another? That's what we need to see. We need those kind of Christians and those kind of homes. What have they seen in thy house? I hope they've seen that you love the Lord Jesus and that He is present in your home. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I pray you'll have a great Monday. And we certainly are enjoying the fall weather, and we'll certainly look forward to having a great October. We look forward to another Lord's Day this Sunday. This 8th is the 8th of October. Saturday is our bonfire and hayride, and we always have a great time with that. And I do appreciate some of you who write from time to time or send me an email. If we can pray for you or rejoice with you in your praise or prayer request, please contact us, and we'd love to be a part of that with you. And lift up your requests to the Lord. And remember, you can listen to these broadcasts on our website, bbcgrovecity.org, or at iTunes or iHeartRadio under podcasts. And you go there, podcast, Words to Encourage Radio, and it'll pop up, and then you subscribe, and it'll notify you when the next broadcast is ready. All right? Well, I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.